And for another recollection of that 1993 vote that David Bonnier just spoke of, we turn now to Marjorie Margolies. Hi.
Hi.
And we should say that you had a seat in suburban Philadelphia. You lost it the following year. What are your memories of that vote?
I remember kind of walking down the aisle and saying to the other members who were saying, I'm going to switch my vote and things like that, mm-hmm. you know, golly, you're kidding. This is very important. We came in with Clinton. Many of us came in with Clinton. And this is a very important vote. I think he'll be a one-term president. I think he'll be a lame duck president if we don't pass this.
That was 17 years ago.
I can't believe it. It's just gone by so quickly.
Well, for people who regard civility as a recent casualty of Washington life, as you're casting, after you've cast your vote and passed the Clinton budget, Republican members break out into a chant, into a song. They're cheering.
My absolute favorite was Bob Walker, who was jumping, I mean, literally jumping up and down.
He was a Republican from Pennsylvania, from your own state.
Yeah, saying, bye-bye, Marjorie. And I'm thinking to myself, golly, he's likely right. What an incredibly inappropriate, my kids shouldn't be doing that. But he was a fantastic jumper. I mean, I had to take my hat off to him. I mean, this guy really could jump.
You don't think you just inspired him to new heights by your vote?
I may have.
Well, when you cast that vote in favor of President Clinton's budget, it's now regarded as having been the fatal vote to your career in Congress. Did you believe in your heart of hearts that you'd be able to explain yourself to your constituents? It would be tough, but they'd understand and you could get reelected? Or did you have a sense of doom as you cast that vote, knowing there it goes?
Didn't know. I didn't know. I had been in broadcasting for a lot of years, and I thought that I would be able to explain it. I didn't think that the midterm election, which is similar to the one that we're looking at now, I think, would be as dramatic as it was. I just think that for members who face this, we just don't know. It's not a zero-sum game. You've got to look at it and believe that doing nothing is far worse than doing something where you can start to make a difference.
On the other hand, to go from being a member of Congress to enjoying a rather high status in American life, even if people say they don't like the Congress at all, to losing that seat and taking votes that'll cost you the seat, that must hurt a lot.
You know, there's life after Congress. It was tough, you know, as Shakespeare says, basically it sucketh. It was, you know, losing was I've won and I've lost, and losing is not fun, but it was okay. I think it was tougher immediately afterwards, you know, going to these meetings with my constituents. I one or two times had to be escorted out by the police, but I think it was tough and very dramatic afterwards.
These were on the mean streets of mainline Philadelphia suburbs.
Yes.
That you're facing angry crowds.
Yeah, they were. They were cranky. But I look back on it and I think it's so rare in life when you can make a bit of a difference. And would I want to relive it? No. But would I do it the same way? I think I would.
Yeah. Marjorie Margolies, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert. It was a real pleasure.
Marjorie Margolies was a one-term Democratic congresswoman from Pennsylvania. These days, she teaches politics at the University of Pennsylvania.
You're listening to All Things Considered.